Now it is a pleasure to welcome one of our favorite folks to have visit us Saturday mornings. He's got a world of songs in his head and in his background. He also did something earlier this morning that I'm guessing you did not do, and probably nobody else listening along with you did, but we'll find out in a little while. Please welcome Slim Forsythe.
Thank you, Larry. It's always a pleasure to be on the Saturday Light Brigade. As you know, I am the school bus driving singing cowboy, and there's no more appropriate day for me to say that than today because, as you were saying, what I did earlier this morning, I competed in the 28th annual Pittsburgh Citywide School Bus Drivers Rodeo. I'm a school bus driver now. I'm doing that to keep body and soul together these days. It's actually a great semi-retirement gig. I love it, and I work right across the street from where I live at Needs Hotel. I work for A1 Transit. And so I competed today. It's my second year doing it, and I think this year I might have even placed.
How long did you stay on the bus before you got bucked off?
No, it wasn't that.
Oh, it's not like that?
It's not exactly that. The course, there's a skills course.
This is Road, R-O-A-D-E-O, probably.
Road,
right?
E-O.
Rodeo.
And now I'm on the radio, and tonight I'm playing with my rockabilly band, so it's Slim Forsythe, Rodeo, Radio, Rockabilly. It's one of the biggest days of my life.
So did you have the serpentine?
I did. It's called the Offset Alley. The Offset Alley, and it is a serpentine, yeah. And backing up, parallel parking, turning, you had to put your back dual wheels through four sets of two tennis balls without hitting them, and I didn't hit a single tennis ball. I'm in the afterglow of the school bus driver's rodeo, I got to admit.
I'm just curious, in between do they have heats, I guess, or
there were three, well, they runs? Divide it up into three parts, and they divide the drivers into three groups, and then you do your skills course, then you take a written test, and then you do what's called a pre-trip inspection and a bug bus where you find defects. And it's all about safety, all about a wonderful way each year to refresh our memories about the rules and regulations, various laws, safe driving practices. It's a beautiful thing.
Interesting. Did they let the kids out in between and put them back in? Or
well, it's done without kids, but we're supposed to do the course in our minds as if we were transporting riders. And check it out. You know, with all this stuff about leaving kids on buses and all the things you've seen in the news, this year, for the first time, you had to do what we call a post-trip inspection.
And you put the
when
sign
you were
up.
Done and
when
put
you're
the
done.
Sign up. You have to check your bus for sleeping children. If you forgot today at the bus rodeo, any driver who forgot to do the post-trip at the end of the course, you are automatically disqualified. That's how hard the Pittsburgh Department of Transportation is driving that into people's heads.
Wow. They are driving it in there.
They are. We've got a lot of bus jokes coming up.
They are driving it in there.
Well, in the spirit of the bus rodeo,
we're going to make a transitin or a transit.
A transidian. A transidian. Is that like an accordion? Only crunchy. I want to send my first number out to all my young riders who I transport each day to and from their hours of happy learning. This is a song about the importance of highway safety, an old Roy Acuff chestnut entitled Wreck on the Highway.
Who did you say it was, brother? Who was it fell by the way? When whiskey and blood run together, did you hear anyone pray? I didn't hear nobody pray, dear brother, I didn't hear nobody pray. I heard the crash on the highway, but I didn't hear nobody pray. When I heard the crash on the highway, I knew what it was from the start. I ran to the scene of destruction, and a picture was stamped on my heart. I saw whiskey and blood all together, mixed with glass where they lay. I heard the groans of the dying, but I didn't hear nobody pray. I didn't hear nobody pray, dear brother, I didn't hear nobody pray. I heard the crash on the highway, but I didn't hear nobody pray. Now listen, kids. I wish I could change my sad story that I am now telling you, but there's no way I can change it, for somebody's life is now through. Their soul has been called by the Master. They died in a crash on the way. Death laid her hand in destruction, but I didn't hear nobody pray. I didn't hear nobody pray, dear brother, I didn't hear nobody pray. I heard the crash on the highway, but I didn't hear nobody pray.
From the king of country music, Mr. Roy Acuff, and Crash on the Highway. You know, that song, crazy thing about that song, it's entitled Wreck on the Highway. But they never say wreck on the highway. They always say crash. Only he says crash. So I'm driving down the road looking for the baby Jesus and the three wise men, you know, the crash on the highway. Yeah, well, that goes out to all you young riders, and keep your arms and heads inside the window, and please don't eat those sunflower seeds. I want to get my hands on the guy who figured out how to put sunflower seeds in a serving size bag and sell it to school bus riders. I mean, that's... I'm going to find that guy, and when I do... Well, I'm just going to keep rolling right along here, pal, because, as I said, when I found out I was going to move into Needs Hotel, where I live in Lawrenceville, it's been a lifetime dream of mine to live above a honky-tonk, and now I do. I looked across the street, and I saw the offices and parking lot of the A1 Transit Company, and they always have these signs up, applications now being accepted. So I said, you know what? I could drive a school bus. I've done a lot of things over the last...
A lot of people walk in there now, you know, thinking they're looking for iPhone programs.
What's that?
You know, the apps, the iPhone apps, when they see applications accepted.
Well, you can tell I'm retro. I'm so retro, I'm cutting edge.
I'm sorry.
That went completely over
well,
my
you,
head.
Well, you just
apps.
Came from the rodeo, so I'm
kidding. I used to do my dad's apps. He was a life insurance salesman. He'd give me a quarter an app.
Oh, yeah, those apps. I remember
apps.
Those apps.
Yeah, that's the last app I ever got paid
for. Well, anyway, so you're sitting in the hotel, and you can see the A1 sign with help wanted applications.
So I went in. They signed me right up. They gave me a van route before I got my school bus certification. So I was working while I was studying to take my CDL, commercial driver license test. They trained me, gave me all the hours on the road I needed. They, you know, and you got to fill out all this stuff, child abuse clearance, FBI fingerprint, background check, everything. They did all that and paid for it all, trained me. I passed my test on the second try. And all I had to do was agree to drive for a year, and now I'm in my second year driving for those folks, and it's working out well.
That's great.
When I took the commercial driver's license test the first time, I knocked out 4 orange cones, and I failed. But I took it about 3 weeks later, and I passed, and by the time I got to the bus rodeo last year, I was great on the cones. I didn't take out a single cone. But I almost took out 3 judges. I got some demerit points for that event. That was the backup. I didn't do too good on the backup today either, did I, honey? Did I? All right. Well, speaking of Needs Hotel, one of the reasons I asked to come on today, and I'm so excited about it, today is rodeo rockabilly in the life of Slim Forsythe, because tonight, live on stage in the beautiful, acoustically perfect outdoor amphitheater, which is essentially the vacant lot next door where they've thrown up a stage, we're going to have...
I'm glad you added a stage at the end of that sentence, but go ahead.
A stage, right. They have thrown up... They have constructed a stage in the vacant lot next to Needs Hotel. We call it the Outdoor Amphitheater.
Yes, yes.
And we're just going to have a fabulous time. In fact, tonight we're kicking off the summer concert series.
Nice.
We've got the Surf Zombies opening up the show for us. They're going to start promptly at 7 p.m., and then we'll take the stage. Rockabilly Slim Forsythe and his electrical band will take the stage at about 8:15 and play till around 10, and just going to be a fabulous time. And it's a smoke-free, family-friendly restaurant, as well as a great honky-tonk, so you can bring the whole family and enjoy the show.
Is it possible the rodeo results will be in by then?
I shall have the rodeo results in minutes.
So
maybe even by the end of the show, I can tell you if I placed and got some prize money.
That's exciting. And then it could be a celebration tonight. If you're just joining us, Slim Forsythe is here, who's just a lot of fun to have. And Slim's got more old-time songs in his head than about anybody I know. And what's next?
Well, speaking of which, gracious host, I'd like to do an original composition of mine now, which is going to be the title track of the record we're working on now with, I found out, your landscaper, Sam Matthews.
Yes.
He said to be sure to say hello.
Yes, Sam's been doing a little work around our house.
Fabulous guy, great guitar man. In fact, he's in the Rockabilly Band. He's my second electric lead guitarist tonight. You should hear him wail on that thing. He is also the co-producer and sound recording engineer for our last record, Bury Me Up on That Northern Tier, and we're working with him again for what will probably come out sometime in the next year. This is going to be the title track, an original Slim Forsythe composition entitled Down on My Knees at Needs Hotel Again. Last night I sang my heart out at the Thunderbird Cafe. We must have played them every song we know, and a couple we didn't know. The folks all clapped and hollered, but when my work was done, I was standing in a crowded room alone. So I hitched a ride to Morningside with a fiddler from Point Breeze. We took the shortcut up through Stanton Heights, and I got up this morning and walked back down that hill and wandered through the day until tonight. And now I'm down on my knees at Needs Hotel again, praying for the strength to stay alone, praying for the grace to heed the truth I know so well. Down on my knees at Needs Hotel. You know, dear friends, great American songwriter Stephen Collins Foster was born and raised around Needs Hotel. He's laid to rest just about, half mile down the road. And that graveyard's good for walking and spotting white-tailed deer. There's a footpath through the woods that takes me home. Precious Lord, you told the heavy-laden you come to give them rest. When will this restless longing let me be? Is there nothing short of dying to ease my aching heart? When will your words of comfort comfort me? Because I'm down on my knees at Needs Hotel again, praying for the strength to stay alone, praying for the grace to heed the truth I know so well. Down on my knees at Needs Hotel. Down on my knees at Needs Hotel.
Slim Forsythe at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. the Saturday Light Brigade. Mostly sunny today and tomorrow. What a nice weekend. High 65 to 70 degrees tonight. Sunset 8:30, low about 46 degrees. Currently, the temperatures are a low of 58 in Clarion, 61 in Indiana and Grove City, 65 in New Concord, and 63 degrees in Washington, Pennsylvania, and at our studios in historic Allegheny Square. Slim Forsyth is here with us. He'll be playing tonight right near that aforementioned hotel with a rockabilly sound and a full band with him. He's solo here this morning. What would you like to do next?
Well, I'd like to do a song now and send it out to all the Forsythes around the world. I've got kinfolk in Australia, Seattle, State College, down in Frostburg, Maryland, all over the place. My Uncle Bill out there in Michigan City, Indiana. I thought I'd do a song that my strong right arm and multi-instrumentalist Big Rock encouraged me to learn recently. It's an old Merle Travis song entitled Dark as a Dungeon, about coal miners. I think I mentioned on the last show when Scratchy Hutter played The Flowers of Edinburgh on the fiddle that the branch of the Forsyth clan from which I spring came over to this land right around the turn of the last century, 1900, 1901. They settled in southwestern Pennsylvania and worked in the coal mines, many of them down around little towns called Rural Valley and Sagamore. I showed you, Larry, some pictures that a family member had put together for me. One of my great-grandpa Frank, who actually contracted pneumonia from standing knee-deep in water in the mines and died of pneumonia as a relatively young man by our standards today, certainly. But just felt like saying, you know, without the hard work and dedication and the vision and the thrift and the dreams of our forebears, like great-grandpa Frank and his son, my grandpa Bill, who worked on the coal tipple as an 11-year-old kid, you know, I wouldn't be standing here singing this beautiful music. I probably wouldn't even be competing in the bus rodeo. Who knows? Could have been a lot different for old Slim.
This is a song I'd really encourage you to listen to the words of the song. This is an incredible song, and, you know, it's an old song. And every single word of it still rings true when you think about the people who work in mines.
Absolutely, and that was what was on Big Rock's mind just recently with the bad accidents. He said, "Man, you got to learn that, Slim. We got to do it at the next gig." And so I've been playing it pretty steady since then. Merle Travis, "Dark as a Dungeon." Come and listen, you fellas, so young and so fine. Seek not your fortunes in the dark, dreary mind, 'cause it'll form as a habit and seep in your soul, till the stream of your blood runs as black as the coal, where it's dark as a dungeon and damp as the dew, where dangers are many and pleasures are few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines, dark as a dungeon way down in the mine. Now there's many a man I've known in my day who lived just to labor his whole life away, like a fiend with his dope and a drunkard his wine. A man will have lust for the lure of the mine, where it's dark as a dungeon and damp as the dew, where dangers are many and pleasures are few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines, dark as a dungeon way down in the mine.
And I hope when I'm gone and the ages shall roll, my body will blacken and turn into coal. And I'll look from the door of my heavenly home and pity the miner a-digging my bones, where it's dark as a dungeon and damp as the dew, where dangers are many and pleasures are few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines, dark as a dungeon way down in the mine. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine.
Slim Forsyth, you got me really interested in looking up when that song was written, which I did while you were playing. 1947 was Merle Travis's first recording of it. He would have been 30 at the time, so that seems probably about right, that that song dates to the mid to late 40s.
That does sound about right.
And it still rings, still it's just a tremendously powerful song.
It is, and there I learned myself researching it recently too, there's a rarely performed fourth verse that Merle Travis wrote, like the demons of death come by surprise, and it's really spooky stuff. I didn't learn it, and I don't perform it either. I figure if Merle didn't, I better not mess around with it. But yeah, there's a rarely performed fourth verse, and it's really creepy.
Yeah, I didn't realize how relatively recent. He didn't live to be that that old, but Merle Travis only died in 1983. I always think of him as, you know, having been a little bit earlier than that, because his music is just so it stands the test of time.
It's beautiful stuff. Well, speaking of recording artists whose work has stood the test of time, I'd like to do a song by Hank Williams now. As you know, this whole Slim Forsyth thing started out for me about 5 years ago when I formed an all-woman Hank Williams cover band, and a lot of things have changed.
Let me just verify something, except for you.
Except for me, and now except for my multi-instrumentalist, Big Rock, who, you know, we tried dressing him up like a cowgirl, and it just didn't work, you know. It seemed to lose something aesthetically. Anyway, there's been a few changes down the road, but I still got this wondrous band, Slim Forsyth and the Park Lane Drifters, and even though we started out as about a 98% Hank Williams tribute band, we're just going to be a good time party band, play all the beautiful stuff. I never had the slightest intention of writing original music. Now I got about 20 songs. They just started falling down on me when the whole thing kicked off. And in addition to my original stuff, we do a lot of music from other classic and traditional country western recording artists. But we still play a whole trainload of Hank Williams numbers just about every show. And here's one I'd like to do I thought was real appropriate. I don't play this one out too much with the band. It's one from Hank's Luke the Drifter opus. He put out a sizable body of material under the pseudonym of Luke the Drifter for various reasons, some of them involving industry things like jukebox placement and so forth. But I also think it's because he was just such a rip in time, such a prolific man, that he needed more than one creative outlet for all the things that were coming down on him. And speaking of creepy, down in the mine, a lot of that Luke the Drifter stuff is very dark, very morose, some of it maudlin, some of it's almost corny. But there is some really beautiful stuff. I was reading just the other day how Bob Dylan was deeply influenced by the Luke the Drifter record. He had an LP, and he said he played the heck out of the thing and just seeped into his bones. Here's one of my favorites from Hank Williams, Luke the Drifter. This is a song entitled, Thy Burdens Are Greater Than Mine. Traveling down
of that lonesome highway. No, not where my road will end. Not a penny in my pocket, all alone without a friend. In a little country village, I met a man, and he was blind. And as I helped him cross the highway, dear Lord, I cried, thy burdens are greater than mine. For I can see the light of day, I need not feel my way, thy burdens are greater than mine. I met a lad along my journey, trying hard to play the game. Although his leg was badly twisted, and he could not speak his name, yet he smiled with understanding, though life to him had been unkind. And as I watched, I cried in sorrow, dear Lord, I see his burdens are greater than mine. For I can speak my name aloud, make my way among the crowd. Thy burdens are greater than mine. Just by chance, I passed a graveyard. I saw a young man kneeling there. In his hand, he held some roses. On his lips, there was a prayer. On a stone, these words were written: thy soul is God's, but thy memory's mine. And as I watched, I cried in sorrow, dear Lord, I see his burdens are greater than mine.
Slim Forsyth, that's a nice song. I've never, I don't recall hearing that song.
I heard it from one of the old Health and Happiness live radio broadcasts that he did. I've only heard a live version of it with the Driftin' Cowboys. And then, just recently again, my multi-instrumentalist steel guitarist, Big Rock, turned me on to a Stanley Brothers arrangement of that, which is completely different. All their three-part close harmony, inverted baritone stuff. It's almost unrecognizable. I was halfway through the thing. I said, that's Thy Burdens Are Greater Than Mine. And it's definitely worth a listen.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. Hank Williams, I think, started on the Louisiana Hayride.
You're absolutely correct.
And then he went to the Big D Jamboree in Dallas, I think.
Well, I'm not sure about Dallas, but I know he was on the Louisiana Hayride, and I know of the Health and Happiness shows and also the Mother's Best Flower shows. There's all this talk about the Mother's Best. They're putting that stuff out.
Were those out of Louisiana?
Mother's Best Flower was on Nashville, WSM,
okay.
Which stands for We Shield Millions.
This gets back to selling insurance.
Owned by a life insurance company. That's where WSM came from. Yeah. I think the Health and Happiness shows were too. But they're fascinating because they were a morning show. You think of Hank Williams singing in honky-tonks all night long. But this was like, it came on like quarter after 6 or quarter after 7 in the morning. The farmers were in from milking the cows, and they had all these commercials about Mother's Best Flour and how you got to get your wife to make the best biscuits for you and all that crazy stuff. They sang the theme songs, and it was the standard format. It was like 15 minutes, and they'd do an old-time song. They'd always do a gospel song. They would always do one of his original songs, and they'd always have like a fiddle breakdown instrumental or something, or steel guitar. Don Helms on the steel guitar, Jerry Rivers on the fiddle. And I listened to that stuff. I just ate it up.
Yeah, and as I think about it, I think it was from the Louisiana Hayride straight to the Grand Ole Opry. I don't think I think the Dallas, there is a Big D Jamboree that was on in Dallas at around the same time, but I don't think Hank stopped there along the way. And what you're describing, too, is similar to Slim Bryant on KDKA with his show with the Wildcats.
Absolutely.
Just a short, little, tightly packed, for Slim, it varied, but a lot you can do in 15 minutes. And shoot, when I was growing up, and I'm not that old, I do remember a farm report on KDKA every morning, I think at 5:45 or so.
Well, like I said, this came out of Nashville, but it went all the way down into Alabama and throughout, you know, so it was a morning show for people working on the farms, and it was called the Mother's Best Flower Shows. And there was something like a 10 or 12-year legal battle between the estate of Hank and Sony. Like they said, somebody found these out in a dumpster in the back lot. I mean, it's all that crazy record industry stuff. It was held up for 10 years, but there were pirated versions coming out all throughout that time, of which I heard a little bit. But now all that's been settled, and they're releasing them now. And they say there's something like 60, 70 songs. There's not any – it's not like Beethoven's 10th Symphony. I mean, they didn't find a new song that nobody knew Hank had written. But there are many, many songs and scores of sacred songs, too, that you're hearing him sing them for the first time. So it is new in that sense.
And oh,
Hank
good.
Williams aficionados are going crazy about it. But anyway, that's what I love about you, Larry, because I'm all about radio, old-time radio, and – much of what we do in a live show sounds more like an old radio broadcast, and I just love that spirit. And so it's a real thrill to be here singing this beautiful stuff, and thank you again for the opportunity.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you here. We probably have time for two more. I'm looking at the clock. It's about 9 before noon. Remember, by the way, you can see Slim Forsyth along with his band tonight, the Rockabilly Electrified band in Bloomfield tonight.
It's in Lawrenceville.
Or Lawrenceville, I'm sorry.
You know, I didn't give the address. It's at the corner of Butler Street and 55th, right in Lawrenceville, Upper Lawrenceville, East Lawrenceville is where I'm based. I'm a regional act based in East Lawrenceville, but I do get over here to the north side now and then. Needs Hotel, where we play for the halibut, so it's cod to be good, and where all the regulars are premium to me. Well, I'd love to do an original song for you, another original of mine. And this is a song I wrote about the Great American Adventure Tour of the summer of 2006, when I went all over the United States and played in 8, 9 different cities. But I wound up sort of towards the tail end of the thing, all by myself in Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee. And I had a fabulous experience. A number of fabulous experiences there, but before all the fabulous stuff started, there was some pretty scary moments, and this is a song about the scary part, and this is entitled, I Need a Shepherd in Nashville. I drove 6,000 miles and I wound up here, almost back to where I started from. I'm going down to Roberts for a beer to help me forget or remember why I've come. Sit down on the hotel bed and stare at my pretty shirts hanging by the door. It's 8 o'clock on a Tuesday night and I'm scared, but to leave this town with nothing scares me more. I need a shepherd in Nashville, a guiding hand to get me in the fold. Green pastures, still waters, and a month or two advance. Dang it, I can't sell a song to save my soul. On every wall and window down on Broadway, I see Johnny Hank and Patsy Cline. This little lost lamb won't break even on an odd day unless I ditch the other 99. There's a mannequin of Elvis on the corner. Nice folks stop and take my picture there. And there's BMI and ASCAP and Time Warner and 1,000 big doors up on Music Square. But I need a shepherd in Nashville, a guiding hand to get me in the fold. Green pasture, still water, and a month or two advance. Dang it, I can't sell a song to save my soul.
fellas, I can't sell a song to save my soul. And I couldn't, and I still haven't. But maybe old Slim's luck's about to change.
Well, you never know. The world might need a new Slim, you know. I don't know if there are any.
It's time for Slim, yeah.
I'm not sure, other than the Riders on the Sky Slim. I'm not sure if there are any well-known Slims right now.
You know what? You know what? You say we got time for one more. I wanted to do Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Oh, there you go.
And you said Riders in the Sky, so I think that's a wrap.
Great. Well, it's been, we've got about 5 minutes left. That's about perfect. Thank you for being here. Now,
my pleasure.
How
man.
Can folks, if they can't make it tonight, what's another way to get in touch with what you're up to?
Well, the best way would be to send me an email, slimforsythe@hotmail.com.
That's easy.
Forsythe, Forsythe, with an E on the end. The E is silent. And that's the only thing about me that is. But you can Google me and the first two or three things will get you right to our website.
Perfect.
And once you're there, you can go anywhere in cyberspace. I'm on iTunes where you can buy. There's places you can listen. I'm on YouTube. We got some nice videos of a gig we played at the VFW. I know there's a lot of people out there that do a lot of things to support the veterans, but by the end of that show, the veterans were supporting us. And I want to say hi to Laura, my dear friend Laura, out there in Morningside. She always listens and always does so much to help spread the word. Well, I want to do a song now. Speaking of 1947 and Merle Travis, here's a song that was written by a fellow by the name of Stan Jones in 1948, based on a story he heard from an old cowboy. And a year later, in 1949, it was a huge hit for Vaughn Monroe. But it actually harks back to the ancient Celtic legends of the banshee host, the devil's herd, the ghost riders in the sky. Cowhand went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cow he saw plowing through the ragged sky and up a cloudy draw. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny, and their hot breath he could feel. And a bolt of fear ran through him as they thundered through the sky. Oh, he saw the riders coming on, and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-yi-hey, yippee-yi-ho, ghost riders in the sky. Their faces dark, their eyes are blurred, their shirts are soaked in sweat. Oh, they're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught them yet. No, they're bound to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire as they ride, hear their cry. Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-ho, ghost riders in the sky, ghost riders in the sky, ghost riders in the sky. Whoa.
Thank you, Slim Forsythe.